What page number is that, ladies? 177. Let's sing a verse of that. Great is thy faithfulness right before we have it. We have a special tonight. Is it okay if we don't do that, Faith? Is that all right? Thank you. All right. We'll get that. We'll get you back up. 177. Let's look at that here. Let's sing here. Great is thy faithfulness. Give us an introduction there, ladies. Let's have just a go. Let's sing that last stanza, Pardon for Sin. We're singing now.
Pardon for sin and a peace that endureth. Thy only presence and cheer and with thy surrender. Back and right hope for tomorrow. Blessings all mine within.
In your Bible, just for a minute here, just want to look at one verse, give you the setting for it, and we'll move right into what we want to do tonight. We will still have prayer time here in a little bit. We have missionary letters to hand out tonight. This is the last midweek service of this month, so we'll take a little time for that here in just a few moments. But let me just talk to you about one verse here in Psalm 35 and verse number 18. This is David. And he says these words in verse number 18, I will give thee thanks in the great congregation. I will praise thee among much people. Y'all can go down, ladies. I'm not going to pray right now. He says, I will give thee thanks in the great congregation. I will praise thee among much people. This psalm is attributed to David. If you have that kind of a heading above the different psalms in your Bible, you'll see that, a psalm of David. It was written during the time that Saul was hunting him and trying to kill him. So I think we could safely say it was during a time of stress in David's life. Saul, you know, was jealousy and anger fueled Saul's attack on David. And it forced David to run like a dog. hiding in caves, any place he could to try to stay away from Saul. I think we can safely say it was a time of stress and pressure in his life, and it went on for some time. Now, in this psalm, David prays for deliverance from his enemies. We won't take the time to look at those verses. He asks God for protection and for mercy in this situation. And then David makes God a promise. In the middle of all those requests, he says in verse number 18, I will give thee thanks in the great congregation. I will praise thee among much people. So David promised that what God did for him personally, he would praise God for publicly. I like that. Now, most of the time, most of us, we are quick to make our troubles known. And there's nothing wrong with that, especially if we need somebody to pray for us. But sometimes we are slow to publicly testify of the mercies we receive. And believe me, friend, we are the recipient of much mercies. Much mercies. Now, David looked ahead to a time when he would be delivered from his stressful situation. He knew the time would come when he would be assembled with God's people in a congregation. He called it a great congregation. David promised that he would publicly give thanks to God when he had that opportunity. David was not frightened by the number of people who would be gathered together. He was very pleased to be able to publicly thank God for mercy. Now, praise is sweet to the Lord. It's sweet to the Lord. He is worthy to receive it from His people. Psalm 111, verse 1 says this, praise ye the Lord. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart. Listen to this. In the assembly of the upright and in the congregation. There are a couple of other verses in the book of Psalms where the psalmist references public praise, praising God in the congregation. Now, why is public praise good? Well, first of all, it edifies the saints. The word edify means to build up. It edifies the saints. It builds up God's people. If you were in Sunday school this past Sunday, we talked about Psalms 78. And in that psalm, we are told that the praises of the Lord need to be shown to the generation to come. It is good to publicly praise God because the young people can be blessed and encouraged and helped by hearing testimonies, public praise about the wonderful works of the Lord. You know, I told my Sunday school class, it is normal for young people to have heroes. Superheroes have dotted the landscape for centuries. Superman. I saw the VCR or the DVD out there, Roy Rogers, a hero. Batman. Hopalong Cassidy. Okay? I mean, that goes back a few years, I know, but, you know, superheroes. Guys, men who, you know, were men of great strength, and kids are enamored with strength and with courage. Well, I want to ask you, who can compare to God when it comes to strength and courage? Nobody can. He is above and beyond all. So to hear public praise edifies the saints. Number two, it exalts the Savior. It exalts the Savior. Testimonies lift up the name and the power of the Lord God Almighty. And anything that exalts God is good and right because, friend, He is worthy to be lifted up and He is worthy to be praised above all others. So it edifies the saints. It exalts the Savior. Number three, it evangelizes the sinner. I'm convinced that there were times when you read the book of Acts when Paul gave his testimony and shared about God's grace on his life, that it had an impact on those who listened. There was a time when a testimony had an impact on Paul's life, when he was Saul. And he heard the testimony of Stephen, the first martyr, who, as he was being stoned, prayed the very same thing that Jesus prayed on the cross of Calvary. Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. They don't know what to do. That, I believe, riveted in Saul of Tarsus' heart, and I believe that he couldn't get away from that. I believe he saw that man stoned every day in his mind's eye, and I believe he heard Stephen's witness and testimony about seeing Christ standing at the right hand of God. So I believe that every now and again, testimonies can even evangelize sinners. That's why I think public praise is good. It exalts, it edifies the saints, it exalts the Savior, and it evangelizes the sinner. It was probably over a year ago, I don't know where I was, I don't know where I got the idea. It is not original with me. It was some other church that I was either visiting or was preaching in, and they had what they called on Thanksgiving week. They had a praise, prayer, and pie service. So for over a year now, I've had this service planned. Now, the stuff we did just a minute ago was just kind of last minute, but I'm talking about this part of it. And I haven't primed the pump. I don't have anybody sitting out there that said, man, when I ask for testimonies, be sure and stand up. I'm not going to do that. We're going to take a few minutes and give you an opportunity just to praise the Lord. I would like to keep it directed to the Lord. Now, I know people can be a blessing to us, but I'd like to send all the praise that direction tonight. Amen. And I know God uses people, but I'd really like to just take a few minutes. We don't need a sermon. We don't need a long, drawn-out thing. This is open to kids. It's open to teenagers. It's open to adults. Okay? We're going to do what we do with prayer time. I'm going to start over here in this section. And if you'd like to say a word of testimony or praise to the Lord about something specific, Brother Jason, if you'll help us, please, sir, then I'll give you. And you know what? If you missed the first time around, then we'll come back around a second time and give you a chance to catch up on the second time around. And if nobody wants to publicly testify, then, you know, we'll sing a song and we'll have prayer time and we'll finish up. But I would have to think that, you know, in the last, 18 to 24 months, it's been some pretty stressful times for a lot of people. I would have to think that somebody has a testimony tonight for the Lord about how good God has been or something specific that God has done. I have one that was written and turned in to me today. And I won't read it verbatim. I won't read the whole thing. I'll reference it here in just a moment that somebody just didn't want to say publicly. So we'll start over here in this section tonight. If there's somebody that would like to say something for the Lord publicly, then we'll give you a chance to do that right now. Okay? Thank you very much.
I had two situations just this year that happened very recently. The job that I had at the beginning of the year was steadily declining. And at a time that nobody is hiring, I filled out one application and had about 40 phone calls to folks looking to hire me. And then so I took one job, and it wasn't what they said it was when I got there. And I had a guy from an old job call me out of the blue. Somehow found out I was looking. And at a time when nobody is hiring, a month later, I had a second job that was different that I'm working at now that's meeting our needs and doing everything we need it to do. With the economy the way that it's been and nobody doing anything here in about 8 weeks' time, I've had two different jobs that were offered to me that I've accepted and moved. The other situation was... We lived in a very small apartment with seven people in there, and the unexpected addition of another one coming soon. And we needed a place to live, and we had quit looking because of my job situation and the fact that my job had been declining, and we quit looking. And I know you said not to direct it at people, but this is just the way it happened. Brother Jeff made a wrong turn visiting his bus route one Saturday and saw a sign in front of a house said for rent and called us. And the landlord told us how many people with four kids that she wouldn't even show the house to. And when I called her after we got the phone number, for some reason, she let us see it, and within 48 hours, we had signed the lease on a new house.
Man.
And when we weren't even looking, I don't know how else to say it, but God made a man take a wrong turn.
Amen.
And we ended up with a
Amen.
real decent place for our family to live.
Praise the Lord.
So.
Amen. Praise the Lord. That's a good testimony. All right? Super. Anybody else? Brother, right down here. We'll go with you, Ira, and then Rich.
Well, the last couple of years have been a little tough financially, you know, with the job and everything, like a lot of people around here. But through a management change, I found favor with my new management team. I've been given a promotion and a raise.
Good.
And more hours, and it's just been a real blessing to be able to think to myself, now I can pay my bills and have a little money left over for emergencies, and I think that's a real blessing. And a lot
Amen.
Of people, you know, probably have been praying for me, and I appreciate that.
Praise the Lord. I heard good testimony. That's good. Wonderful. Good.
You know, everyone, I think people know that my children mean a lot to me, and I praise the Lord for the places that He's put Kyla. She's working in a great church in Iowa, and my son Marty is working in Crystal Lake, and I can see that the Lord is working and using him there, and I know that the Lord is working and using Kyla in Iowa.
Amen.
And that's a great praise.
Amen.
Yes,
the Lord. God bless you, Rich. Wonderful. Super. Somebody else in that section tonight? Ms. Smith back there had her hand up first, Joyce.
It's been a very difficult year for me and my family, and I just want to thank the Lord for being there for me, giving me the strength to get through it.
Amen. Amen. That's a good enough testimony right there with what that lady's been through. God bless you. Super good. Amen.
I just want to thank the Lord for my church family. I don't deserve them. I really was trying to count all of my good friends to get Christmas presents for, and it was overwhelming. I told the Lord, I don't have enough money for this. That's a good problem to have. I'd much rather have that problem. And I hate having to work out in the workplace in the world because you hear things that you wish you hadn't. But there's a girl there. One of my coworkers, Nicole, she's not saved. Pray for her. She's been opening up to me a lot about how she doesn't have very many close friends. The ones that she does have use her for money, and she's the only one in her household that works, and her mom wouldn't take her to surgery, and things like that just come out every day. And I guess I've been sheltered. I don't know what that's like to not have nobody to go to. She can't really depend on anybody, and I don't know what that's like. I have, you know, you guys, people at college and people in states far away, and that I can just pick up the phone and call, and most of all, I have the Lord, and she really is missing out because she doesn't have that, and there is nothing that I've done to deserve it. I didn't push a button when I was born to be born here, but it's only because of God's grace.
Amen. That's exactly right. Good. Thank you, Stephanie. Somebody else in that section? We'll come back if we need to. Brother Rex. Yes, sir, brother. Say a word there. Good. I like to hear these.
We had a situation happen a year ago, and I want to thank God and appreciate God doing what He could for me and for my family, and how everyone got together and prayed for us, and we're just encouraged by everyone praying for if something happens to someone, everyone gets together, pray for that person. And we're loved by that, and we appreciate it.
Amen. Amen, Brother Rex. God bless you. Yes, you did have a situation. God did help you. That's good. Somebody else over here? We'll go to this section then, all right? Anybody with a testimony? All right. Ms. Anderson right there. Brother Jason, thank you, sir.
First of all, I want to thank the Lord for my salvation.
Thanks.
And last year was a hard year for me, but He brought me through it. And this year I got a great deal of health, and it's wonderful.
Amen.
I got a second chance at life, and I'm going to take it and use it for the Lord.
Amen.
And I love Him, and I love my church family, my new church family.
Amen.
I love my old one, but I'm really excited about this one.
God bless you.
And most of all, I'm thankful for a husband that I've been with for 48 years.
Amen.
And hope I don't trade him in for
finish it on out now this far, amen.
But I want to thank all of you again for accepting us, and we really appreciate this
amen.
Church.
God bless you, Barbara. Good testimony. Yes, sir, brother.
I'll well get this over with. I love the Lord. I love this church. I love Pastor Angel. When we first came to this church, and I don't want to take too long, but we first came to this church, there was a man standing out there in the parking lot, his brother Caleb, and we was asking where we should go for the Bible study, and he said, right in that building right there. And he directed us in here, and he just made us feel so at home. And that's when I met Brother Terry. And just love the fellowship here. And could I just say something about my wife? In 2009, she had that surgery, right. Open heart surgery. I talked to you about it, Pastor. And just before she went in for surgery, I was in the room just prior to her surgery. And she looked up at me and she said, "Hun, would you pray for me?" And I said, "I sure will." So just me and her and the Lord there. And I asked the Lord to be with her. I said, "Hun," when I got through praying, I said, "The Lord's going to be with you." And she said, "I know, I feel a whole lot better now going into surgery."
Amen.
So there was a lot of churches praying for her. But I thank the Lord. And she even told me after she got out of intensive care that she said, "I just felt the Lord standing by my side all the way through the surgery." And I know he brought her through it. And I just want to praise his name tonight for my church family, for my pastor, for my great country that we live in. It's a great Christian country. And I want to praise the Lord tonight.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
I love him so much.
Amen. Good testimony. Good. Appreciate that. Very good. By the way, you see the sign out here that we hopefully will direct people on Sunday. There's going to be about four or five of those around the property. This one is not finished yet. There's a backside to that sign. And Rex and Jackie, I think it's an outstanding sign, beautiful sign. And they'll be working on those slowly here through the next several weeks. And there'll be about four or five of them around the property that hopefully will give people an idea of where to go. Good testimony. Thank you. Very good. Right here, Zanetta. Okay.
First, I'd like to thank God for saving me. And I just wanted to thank everybody here for praying for my husband to work. He's been working about a month and a half now.
Man.
With good hours. And I just want to thank everyone here. And I thank the Lord for that, for providing work for him. I also want to say, I was a rebellious little teenager, and I'm thankful for second chances, and I'm thankful that he brought me to this church to raise my kids, and I thank you for being here and the staff that you have. I love you all very much.
Amen. God bless you, Zanetta. Amen. Yes, there's a lot of us that thank God for a second chance and a third chance. Good. But Caleb, you want to say a word, sir?
I want to thank the Lord for the privilege of having a good godly heritage that he gave me as I grew up. And I appreciate my mom and dad. And what a blessing it is to be able to work with so many good people here and serve the Lord with you all.
Man, God bless you, Brother Caleb. Glad you have mom here tonight. I saw a couple of hands back there, Charity and then Vicki.
Spotlight or something. Anyways, I guess I just want to say that I'm thankful for the good home life I've had, and I'm trying not to cry, but oh well, I guess I'm not the only one. So I'm thankful to be here, and I'm thankful for my husband. I guess it still seems hard to believe that I'm married because I didn't think I ever would be. So, and it was just kind of neat how God brought us together. He used eHarmony to do it, but it was Him that brought us to each other. I just praise Him for that. And
yeah.
I just enjoy come to this church, and it's real good. It feels like home.
Good. I'm glad it does, Charity. God bless you. We're glad you're here. I bet even though you're glad to be married, I bet you're, it's a little sad to be away from home, too, I bet, at this time of year. Sure. All right, Vicki.
I want to thank God for His grace. First of all, His amazing grace. When I sung the song before, you know, it didn't really seem to really just reach really down deep. But now when I sing it, I can sing every word, that God's grace is so good.
Yes.
And I think about a lady that had lost her husband in Hammond, and she sung, "My grace is sufficient for thee," and God's grace is sufficient.
Yep.
And I really do think that God has a purpose and a plan. And I know that He led me here. And I thank God for every one of you.
Yeah.
And so many people can stand and testify that this is a great church, and it is. We love one another here, and we care about one another's burdens. And I just want to say that God is so good.
Amen. Good testimony. Before we move to the next, this person that wrote this testimony of thanks, let me summarize it for you. A specific promise in the Bible, in the book of Malachi, about rebuking the devourer. And that promise pricked the person's heart. And they got along with God, began to search and just ask God if there was any place that they had robbed the Lord, not only of tithes and offerings, but maybe other things. And because they wanted the devourer rebuked in their family. And to God's glory and His faithfulness to His word, there have been specific answers in myself, in a son, in a daughter, and a son-in-law. There is so much more to be done, but I know God will fulfill His promise in the months ahead. And just as I wrote this, instead of saying anything Tuesday because of the personalness of the situation, but wanted to give God the glory for being true to His word. Amen? Good testimony, and I appreciate that this night. All right. I don't want to miss anybody. One more down here, and then we'll move over. Or we'll come back around in a second here. Kelly, I want to sing a song in a second. Do you mind coming back? Go ahead, Sharon, say a word, if you would, please.
Well, it's no secret this has been an unusual year for us. I sat here the whole time thinking, I'm not going to cry. And if this were my classroom, somebody would have already gotten a Kleenex, so. It's been an up and down year since February. Brother Jason asked me one day how things were going, and I can honestly say, and this has to be God, that we've been living like the widow, that every time we go to the barrel, what we need is there.
Amen.
And I can't tell, when Tom lost his job, I thought, we are not going to be defeated by this. And I started to keep a record of blessing. I thought, I am not going to let the devil defeat us and get us down. And I'm going to just keep a record of blessings that we've had since he lost his job. And there's been financial blessings, and there have been grandchildren blessings, and there have been blessings in our children's lives. And when I look at that list, I mean, there's blessings every day. I understand that.
No, I understand.
But there are like almost 50 different blessings that are just unique type
Amen.
Of blessings. Since he's lost his job.
Amen.
That has to be from God.
That is God. That's a great idea. Keep a journal of blessings so that when you start to get discouraged, when the devil tries to get your attention all on the negative, you can pull out that list and look at it and say, uh-uh, you're a liar. Amen. Get your songbook. Let's sing 482. I Stand Amazed. Let's sing about the Lord's love for us tonight. When I examine that old rugged cross, the mighty gulf God did span, it reaches down to the brinks of hell, to heaven's golden star. I stand amazed. Let's sing. It's a sweet song. It's a great song. Let's lift it up together. When I examine that old rugged cross, Section. Want to say a word tonight, Brother Jason? Where are you over here? Okay, Jackie. And we'll go, Jackie. Then we'll... All right.
I came to this church about 14 years ago, and I just want to praise the Lord for bringing me and my girls to this church. And He's brought us through a lot. And if it weren't for Him, I don't know where we'd be tonight. But I just want to thank Him for giving the opportunity for the people in this church who have helped me raise my children to live for the Lord and to do right. And I wouldn't be here if it weren't for Him. So Amen. I just wanted to thank the Lord for that.
Amen. We're glad He brought you here too, Jackie. Wonderful. All right. Have you men want to say a word tonight, Brother Tim? Okay.
Just a short praise, but just thankful for the job I've had 19 years now and amazed at the doors He's opened along the way.
Amen. That's a good testimony. Praise the Lord for that. All right? Right there.
I just wanted to thank God for His protection this year.
Sure.
It was unbelievable how God uses church to be a blessing to us this year. And I just wanted to thank Him for that.
Amen, Caitlin. Good testimony. Well said. Yes, Diane.
This year at college, there was a bus kid who had stopped coming over the summer. And I was really worried about her. I just kept praying for her. And last Sunday, she was there at church. And it was like God telling me He heard me praying.
Amen. That's good, Diane. Amen. And He does hear. That's good. Amen.
It's been kind of a rough year for us with Michael dying and Lewis in the accident. And I just want to praise God for being there with us. Thank you.
God bless you, Emma. Amen. Good. Jennifer, I'm sorry, back there, Jennifer.
I might faint, so if anybody knows CPR, no, I'm just kidding.
We'd rather you cry than faint, okay?
I know CPR, but it's not going to work on myself. first of all, I'd just like to say that I've been here for 4 years. I love this church. I love the church family. And I'm just thankful that God saves people out of a lost, sinful condition because that's where I was. And I would never imagine myself in this position in all my life, and I'm just so thankful that I was saved. And second of all, we had a praise today, actually. I've been praying. My husband is about to face back surgery, as many of you know, and we were facing him being off work for at least almost 2 months without pay, and we were really praying because we didn't know what we were going to do. We had just moved, and today his HR department said they were going to let him work from home and pay him from home. So we'll be off for 2 weeks without pay, which is good. It's better than 6 to 8 weeks. So I'm very thankful for that.
Amen. Amen. That's wonderful, Jennifer. God bless you. All right. Anybody else? Hello, Steve. God bless you.
Just praise the Lord for bringing my wife through this year. And just thank you for all your prayers. And just it's a great thing to belong to church here. I wish I would have made this move a long time ago. A wonderful church and wonderful people. Thank you.
God bless you. You're a wonderful person too. I mean that. It's an amazing thing. God took two of our ladies through the same thing this year. Yes, ma'am, Jeannie.
I'm so thankful for what the Lord has done in my life this year. I'm very thankful for the cancer. It made God so real to me. There were times when you can actually feel His presence. And I'm so thankful for this church and every prayer that was sent up for me and my family. It's just been a blessing, and I can't praise the Lord enough for His word. Every single day there would be something from His word.
Amen.
Help me through it.
Amen. Amen. Good testimony. Thank you. Anybody else before we move over? Brother Greg down here. Right, go ahead. Catch Jesse on your way down there.
I just want to say I'm thankful for this church. It's a wonderful church. I would never have gotten saved if it wasn't for the outreach that comes through a church like this. And I'm just so thankful for that. I'm thankful for the people in this church. I have so many friends that I never would have had friends that were that are true friends and that are godly friends. And, you know, Jesus is the best friend, but he lives through a lot of people in this church. And I'm thankful for every one of you and my husband, too. Yeah,
that's why he patted you on the back. Don't forget me, right? Amen. That's what he was doing. all right, very good. Brother Greg?
I just want to say God has been so good to me and my family this year. We've seen God's grace and his mercy and his power and his protection. It's a wonderful thing when God blesses you as an individual, but it's a tremendous thing when God blesses your children.
Yeah.
We've seen God use our children to preach, to teach, to as singers, as soul winners, as bus workers. And when our oldest, Jake, moved home back in January, you don't expect your kids to move back home after they graduate from college. And they're out for 6 months working. And he moved home, and he was unemployed and alone. And that was a burden to my heart.
Yeah.
And he worked hard for 2 months before he finally got a full-time job. And then God started to bless, and he brought a young lady into his life, and a courtship was started, and an engagement, and then a wonderful wedding in October. And God has blessed us with a wonderful new daughter that we're very honored to have in our family. And God has blessed them with a home in the area, which is also a wonderful thing for us. And then God bless Ben. He's up, he's down, he's in, he's out. That poor boy, he's been struggling. But God is using him. He preaches in a nursing home. He's the assistant bus director at the Providence Bus Routes. And his relationship also has gone from courtship to engagement. And we look forward to both of them graduating from college and being married in July, and another addition to our family. And if someone would have told me 28 years ago when God reached out.
Yeah. I wouldn't have believed it, brother. No way.
Into a pit of sin and drunkenness that I would be blessed with a wife and children that serve God. No one would believe it.
That's good. Amen. Only God. Wonderful. A little bit jealous about this kid's living in the area stuff. I'm not going to chase after you like a dog, though, okay? Amen. It's wonderful. Okay, somebody over here tonight? Okay.
Well, most of you know I've been around here for a while. This is, close to my 30th year in this neighborhood here. In this church, and ever since I've been here, I've done a lot of singing. I enjoy singing. Yeah, maybe you haven't noticed, but I bet you probably have. Yeah. But I find when I'm doing solos, I sing. You know, some things you plan, some things you notice about yourself later. This is something I notice about myself later. What I normally sing about, I have two themes. One is grace, which includes His grace for our salvation, and another one is heaven.
Yep.
And I like both those things. And I'm glad God reached down and saved me, showed me His grace, and saved me. And
on the steps of the high school.
On the steps of the high school in Braidwood. Yes, sir. In April of 1972, and I can't give you an exact date.
It worked.
God knows what it was.
That's right.
And but it's been a while, and I'm glad that He did that. I never have told you this, I don't think, preacher. I went right home after that. Talked to my older brother, and within a few days, he got saved too.
Amen.
And so I'm glad God saves us here, and I'm glad He also provides heaven for us. And I'm looking forward to going there one day. And a couple of times I thought I was getting on the bus here the last few years to go, but here I am, still here. But not only does He save us and has a place for us to go, but He also takes care of us while we're here.
And this has become one of my favorite verses. And some of y'all have expressed some challenges in the last few years with working that, and I've certainly had my share, and I would actually guess maybe more than my share, but I guess that's up to him. But Psalm 37:25, which I thought this was where a preacher was going when he said, open your books to Psalm 30 something. He's going right to the verse I was going to use. But I'm a couple chapters later. This is again is David. And he says, I have been young and now I'm old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. And all the challenges that we have had at home, with work, with the business and that, I can stand here and say this is true.
Amen.
We haven't had to go begging. I've still got meat in my freezer. I've got food on my shelves. Be surprised what you can learn that you really need and what you don't need.
Amen.
But he does take care of our needs here. He's reached down and saved me, and he's got a place for me to go later.
Amen. Good testimony. You had your hand up, Joy? Okay, buddy.
I'd like to thank God for protecting us in the accident and for how far Lois has come from now. I remember when I first saw her on Saturday, she was in a coma. And then I spent the night at my friend's house, and then I came back on Sunday, and she was talking to us. And then now she's acting like a normal self, and I'd like to thank God for protecting us.
Man, that's good, Joey. I know you do. We all do. Amen. George?
I want to thank God for my salvation and for a church that hears my son snoring and doesn't say anything about it. I really appreciate that.
That's a normal thing here on Sunday.
He can snore real good, too, so strong lungs. I thank God for that. But everybody here knows, I mean, you know, they see me walking around with a cane, and they you know, he has problems and stuff. But I think the best thing since I got saved that I can thank God for is that he knew that, you know, I don't care how I dress, you can tell. I don't much care about money and things like that, but God breaks my heart. It seems like every day he's been breaking my heart for people. And I want to thank God for that, that every time I start turning away and I mess up, he puts somebody who's lost and unsaved and even worse off than I am right in front of me. And he gives me that choice to tell him about salvation and to tell him about his glory. And I just thank God for that.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Good testimony, George. Thank you, sir. Yes. You hear that in that microphone? Y'all hear that noise in that microphone?
I appreciate you, Brother Angel, and for my children, my daughter and son-in-law and family coming here to your church. And I just wanted to share with you how God has been so good to me. He's really stretched my gas. We had a van given to us before my husband passed away, and God has stretched that gas. One time, a friend of mine that her husband passed away 8 weeks after mine did, she's been with me a couple months here, and Nimbus and her son and other people she knows. But we visited a Hmong lady. We have Hmongs that are from Laos, and they're not Laotian. We found that out by mistake, trying to lead somebody to the Lord with a Laotian Bible. And they were from, you know, they had the Hmong dialect and everything. But anyway, we visited that lady, and to show you how God kept our gas, and went 20 miles to visit a lady in a nursing home, came back on a Wednesday night. The family, the man that usually drives our van, had trouble, so I told my son I would take some ladies home that rode on it, and I took them clear across the city in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, back, and my gas was still on full after we had made all those calls. I mean, that's how God has stretched my gas many times.
Yeah.
And then he has stretched my money, even with Jan being with me. I looked, because I keep a weekly thing, account of where my money goes after I do my tithe and my faith promise. And he stretches it. I'm telling you, he stretches it, and it's amazing what he's done. And even with my concrete, I just had a driveway put in. And he stretched that. I mean, the money, how God is providing for that. So just keep giving, folks.
Amen.
God will bless you.
Man, God, that's good. Thank you, Ms. Hannah. God bless you. Wonderful. Somebody else? Anybody in the balcony? Brother Bibbs, Brother Stone. Can y'all just speak up, fellas? Go ahead, Brother Bibbs. Right. Yeah. Man. Amen. Thank you, Brother Bibbs. I do too. Yes, sir, Brother Stone? That's right. Amen. Praise the Lord. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, Channing? Good and loud so these folks on the balcony can hear you, bud. Amen. Amen. Yes, it is. That's wonderful. Caleb knocked on the door the other day and talked to a fellow that he invited to church, and he said, "Officer Hill has invited me to church." Somebody you talked to. Is that right, Brother Caleb? Yes, yeah, that's a blessing. Thank you for that. Good. Amen. I don't want to drag it on. Matt, good and loud, sir. Now, you're not in the courtroom, my friend. Man. 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 Yes. Praise the Lord. Amen, Brother Gubbins. Thank you, sir. Great. We want to have prayer time here. So let's take about 5 minutes and do that. Okay, 5 or 6 minutes. I don't want to leave anybody out if you're just busting at the seams. With something to say, we'll take just a second. Esther, you got a microphone for her, Brother Jason. Where's Brother Jason? Is he here still? All right. Hustle back there. Fellas, you get ready with the prayer list. We'll get those out in just a minute, okay? Thank you.
Years ago, I got saved, and I had no idea where I would be. But I'm so glad I'm here. We've been praying for a while after we had lost our baby to have another one. And they said, you know, it's difficult. But we did. We're expecting, and we know it's going to be a long road. But God has been good for so long and all the time. And with everybody praying, I know it's going to be great, whatever happens. I am so thankful. Who would have guessed, hey?
Sorry.
All the way from England to here.
Yeah.
Believe it, I didn't want to come, but I'm glad I did.
Amen.
Thank you.
We are too, Esther. Bless your heart. Good. All right. Tiffany, we'll finish it up there and go to prayer time. Okay.
I just want to praise the Lord for the bus ministry and for my two kids and having the opportunity to give them a godly heritage.
Amen. Amen, Tiffany. We're glad that you're here. I mean that with all of my heart. That's wonderful. Amen. Let's get a prayer list in your hand tonight. And while we do that, 551 in your songbook, and let's just sing here a good old song, and then we're just going to pray. He came to me. I think, as many of you have expressed tonight, the number one thing we're all thankful for is salvation. And you know what we'll do? What's next Wednesday? Is next Wednesday December 1st? Okay. We'll do the prayer, the missionary letters next Wednesday night, okay? So we'll save those missionary letters for next Wednesday night. That's close enough to November. I think the thing we're thankful for is above all, as many of you have said tonight, is salvation. There were three times this past 12 months when I could have probably been very anxious and in my flesh was, but did everything I knew to do scripturally and then was able to go to bed each one of those three nights and just literally leave the situation in God's hands. And I thank God. My testimony tonight is I thank God he can be trusted to be who he says he is. He has really shown himself faithful and trustworthy. Those situations where you just do all you can biblically. And I leave it with God. And I mean, Brother Strobel, the kind of things that potentially could be a disaster in the church. But God is trustworthy every time, without fail. The gulf that separated me from Christ my Lord. Here we go. The gulf that separated me from Christ my Lord was so fast across the eye. From where I was to his demand, it seemed. Share more about it the more she learns, but just having a situation that developed since she had the kidney stones earlier this year. So pray for Jackie, if you would, please. And then everything else is pretty much ongoing as it has been in the past. These folks who are healing from surgery. And so don't forget Brother Tom coming up on December 15th, Jeannie, next Tuesday, a week from today, Jeannie's surgery. So don't forget about that. All right? Is there anything that needs to be added specifically tonight, an urgent addition tonight? We'll take a moment to take those. Anybody? Yes, sir, Nick? Okay. So the Nick Smith's family under special needs. Okay. And anybody else tonight? All right. Yes, Ahmaud, I'm sorry. Betty Owens only has a few days. All right. So pray for her, Betty Owens, okay, that lives down in St. Anne. All right? Somebody else? Anybody else? Yes? Today. Okay. How do you spell her last name? G-R-U? Grumish, Savannah Grumish, okay, on the cancer list, not doing well. Somebody else? All right, very good. Yes, sir, I'm sorry. Linda passed away, yes. Okay. Left-hand column under cancer patients. I had forgotten about that, so pray for that family tonight. That's a pastor's daughter. Yep. Kiddo. All righty, very good. Debbie, are you doing the pies? They're all done. You're not doing the pies. There's a few to do. Do you want to slip on over there? We're going to go. Who's helping you? Is somebody helping you? If you're helping, okay, thank you, Kelly. Whoever's doing that, slip over there real quickly. And all right, let's take just a moment here and ask the Lord's blessing on these then tonight. Our Heavenly Father, we want to thank you so much for just this time to be together tonight, reflect and look back on how faithful, trustworthy you are, O God, to your promises and to your care for us. And Lord, truly, as many have said, your grace shown over and over and over again. And God, we thank you. We thank you most of all for coming to where we were and bringing salvation. For some, Heavenly Father, that was to a home that was saved and you brought salvation. You came to these people when they were just children, some of these folks. To some, they were teenagers. To others, as was testified tonight, older and entrenched in all kinds of sin. And yet in every situation, you came and bridged that gulf through the cross of Calvary. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for bringing salvation to our hearts and giving us the opportunity to be saved. Lord, thank you for your grace. Please be with Jackie. Help her, O Lord, going through the test. May they find out what needs to be discovered and taken care of. I pray for this lady's family who passed away. This pastor, would you please help him and his family and those that loved her? Pray, God, that you'll be with Jeannie and Tom as they face surgery in a few days. Pray, God, for Nick's family, that you'll help them. I pray for Molly. I pray for Lois. I pray for Bethany. Pray, God, for these folks who've had surgery. Thank you so much for bringing them through surgery, for these that were in the accident and are healing. Pray that you'll continue to bless them. Thank you, God, for your care. Thank you for the fellowship we can have at this church. Truly, we don't deserve it or merit it, but Lord, you are so faithful, and we certainly love you and appreciate you for it. Meet the needs of our dear friends, our loved ones in this church. And we'll thank you in Christ's name. Would you please bless the pie and the hands that made them over near the building? I pray in Christ's name and amen. Amen. All right.